This is Earth and Sky. More than half the world's population depend on resources that come from the mountains, such as clean water.
That's according to Bill Bowman, director of the University of Colorado's Mountain Research Station. He told us that air pollution reaches even pristine alpine areas and affects the quantity and quality of the different species living there.
One of the main reasons why there's been a lot more concern about biodiversity is that there's the realization that we're losing diversity relatively quickly. So we need to turn our attention to better understand the consequences of the loss of that biodiversity.
Bowman and colleagues organized a symposium last summer at the meeting of the Ecological Society of America.
And so this symposium was organized to try to begin to relate what we know about diversity in mountain ecosystems into the functioning of those ecosystems. So we were trying to specifically relate it to things like water quality and water yield.
Bowman told us that standards set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency aren't suited to the places he's studied in the Rocky Mountains. He wishes that new EPA standards could be set specifically for the mountains.
For more with Bill Bowman, come to earthsky.org. Thanks today to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.